I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community.
I recently had a chance to speak with former Marquette City Manager Bill Vida. He is currently working and living in Washington, D.C., where he is doing work for the federal government, and he came down with COVID-19 in the last few weeks. He is in recovery now, but I had a chance to talk to him to tell us a little bit more about it. Here's Bill Vida.
You know, within 3 days, I went from feeling like I was healthy to almost dying. And it comes on that fast. It's something that kind of sneaks up on you. In my case, at least, it came on really quick. And first kind of things I noticed were I was losing my sense of taste, my sense of smell. I had a terrible, terrible headache, you know, things that normally you might associate with a cold or a flu. Over a couple of days, they just developed beyond the point where the symptoms became so severe that I was virtually completely incapacitated. I was laying on a couch. I wasn't able to move, probably near a coma when the first responders came and found me and raced me to the hospital. And I was fortunate that the doctors were prepared for something like this. But it was terrible and severe.
Can you tell me a little bit, at least to your best guess, where do you think you contracted this? How did you get it?
I lead a very public life. You know, I'm down here working for the federal government for a little while. Because of that, I'm in a large city with lots of international people wandering around. The office building I'm in has 5,000 people in the office building, and so I'm exposed to folks in all walks of life every day. And because the incubation period is somewhere between 2 and 14 days, being able to track that back over a couple of different weeks, very challenging. You know, the good thing is I probably didn't pick it up from work because nobody in my immediate team got sick. I neither picked it up from anybody on my team, and I didn't transmit it or infect them with it.
We're talking with Bill Vida of Marquette, former city manager of Marquette, talking about his experience with COVID-19. They got you to the hospital. You were having bad symptoms. Then what happened? What was the timeline after that?
Well, so within a day, they stabilized me. I was essentially all but in a coma. So they, you know, they had me on oxygen. They treated the symptoms, and they'd done all they could. And they said, "Well, you know, Mr. Vida, you've tested positive for COVID, and we've done all we can for you, and you're not getting better. So we need to either get you to another medical institution, or we need to let your wife know the time has come. Right? That it's probably a death sentence." At that point, you know, I like being alive. So, but it also kind of felt at that point like, you know, they were sending me to like terminal care. Like, this is it. You know, we're giving you your last chance at this. And if you don't beat it, you're not going to beat it. So I didn't have a choice, though. And in their wisdom proved absolutely correct. They sent me up to a place that was better staffed, more experienced, better resourced to take me on from there.
What was it like for you to hear that kind of news, that kind of word from the physicians in this?
Well, when a doctor tells you, you know, you've got a death sentence hanging over you, it's just shocking. You know, you start really becoming very introspective. Honestly, at that moment, at least for me, there was more concern for my family.
I'm talking with Bill Vida today. He's the former Marquette City Manager, about his COVID-19 experiences, having contracted it. You went to, from the hospital you were in, I believe you went to John Hopkins. Then what? What happened after you were transferred?
So, during transfer, they almost lost me. So it's about an hour and a half between the hospitals. And I was destabilized. And then when I got to Hopkins, they stabilized me. And, you know, they put me in and started a battery of kind of medical conditions designed to not just evaluate my baseline, but to treat the symptoms that I had, and at that point start throwing treatments at me. So they're basically taking every capability in the warehouse and throwing it at the disease to see if anything sticks.
One of the treatments did stick, and you started to show some sign of recovery, but that didn't mean that was over then right away.
No, not at all. Yeah, this thing comes at you in waves. You know, first it creates a condition where you're just in extraordinary pain, and so you're burning all of your energy to combat that. Mm-hmm. Now, this thing goes off like a bomb in your body, and it attacks every part of you. And it's almost like it's stealing your energy for its own purposes. So if you have energy reserves, or you're reasonably healthy, you've probably got the time to beat it. But, you know, if you've got any underlying conditions, it's going to use your energy against you, and it's going to win.
Talking with Bill Vita today, the former Marquette City Manager, about his experiences with contracting and recovering from COVID-19. And as you are now recovering from it, what are thoughts that maybe you want to share with some of the listeners today about moving forward from this?
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And that's really the best part about this interview, Walt, is I think we're all going to know somebody at some point who's had to suffer through this. Even though the numbers don't really relate the human impact, they do bear out the fact that most people survive this. Whether they have a mild case or whether they have a severe case like me, you're going to make it through. We don't need to focus on the mortality maybe as much as we do, but we need to really focus on what it is that we need to do to keep ourselves safe and make it through in spite of the fact that we might have been unfortunately infected by this. And you know, for the majority of Americans, the risk is there, but it's a serious disease. You don't want it. I don't recommend it. It's not dice that you need to roll. And to the extent that we can all find a way to be safe together and take advantage of the time to make sure we're prepared to fight this thing if it comes our way, that's the best thing that could possibly happen. There is hope at the end of the tunnel, and if you don't take risks you don't need to take, the end of the tunnel is near.
That's the comments of former Marquette City Manager Bill Vita. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.